Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Jackson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Jackson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Heise. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. And now, play ball. Freddie Pottek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pottek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Otis reaches second base with a double. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 1-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Rodriguez. Sheinbloom moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is hit by the pitch. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sheinbloom scores. Mayberry moves to third. It's 2-0, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mayberry scores. Piniella moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Royals. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop takes first base on ball four. Piniella moves to third. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Mike Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach takes first base on ball 4. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Auerbach moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Auerbach moves to third. Heise moves to second. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Auerbach scores. Heise moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Royals. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heise scores. Brown moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's Royals, 3, Brewers, 3. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sheinblum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood takes first base on ball 4. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Auerbach takes first base on ball 4. Lockwood moves to second. Bruce Dalcanton now pitching. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heise bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lockwood moves to third. Auerbach moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockwood scores. Auerbach scores. Heise moves to third. It's 5-3, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dalcanton fields it and throws to second for the out. Heise scores. One out. It's 6-3, Brewers. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Knupp hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Dalcanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalcanton hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Royals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Brewers. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferraro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to third. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lockwood bunts towards the mound. Dalcanton fields it and throws to first for the out. Ferraro moves to second. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Auerbach is walked intentionally. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heisa hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-2 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lockwood, and towards Heisa, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ferraro is called out on strikes. One out. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks. Auerbach is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shaw hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. May takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is safe. May steals second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 3 in the game. Potek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sheinblum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs pinch hits for Tommy Reynolds. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Briggs moves to second. One out. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Briggs moves to third. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ferraro takes first base on ball 4. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lockwood strikes out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Auerbach hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Briggs now playing left field. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shaw moves to second. Steve Hobley pinch hits for Alfitz Morris. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heisa hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knoop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. May takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jokio pinch hits for Freddie Potek. Jokio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heisa fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.